everybody. I'm Alison Aplin, and this is the July edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. Once again, this is a lockdown edition, which means that our readers are still recording in their own homes. However, that doesn't dampen their enthusiasm in any way, and so you'll be hearing from Sam Elmhurst, Jane Evans, Tony Stimpson, and Neil Haverson. David Clayton will also be joining in along the way, but first we can hear from Angie Kennedy, joint editor of Let's Talk, to introduce this edition.
Here at Let's Talk, we think we've learned many lessons from the coronavirus pandemic and from the lockdown situation in which we've all found ourselves. And perhaps the biggest lesson for all of us is that life is fragile, so let's handle it with care. Life is fragile to an even greater extent when we're talking about older people, and we know how many of our readers are enjoying the later days of their lives. So we should all learn to appreciate the elderly, revere them, respect them, look after them, and make them feel special. If, like us, you were or still are separated from elderly parents or other family members, you'll know exactly what we mean. We've also learned about our heroes. They're certainly not our so-called celebrities, like actors or personalities, or highly paid sports stars such as Premier League footballers. They are, in fact, key workers, like those in the NHS, the police, fire, ambulance, and other services, as well as the pharmacy, supermarket, and shop workers. And, of course, we should never take for granted those who are working in our numerous care homes. The planet, we've learned, can look after itself very well without human interference. Air pollution levels have dropped significantly during those first few months of lockdown. And you know, animals most likely feel the same as we do in lockdown, as they wander around in their cages in zoos. That's something to think about. Also, oil is a worthless commodity in a society which doesn't wish to consume it. Everyone must now see also that they can manage without junk food. And, believe it or not, men can cook. Living a super hygienic life really isn't that difficult, but it's very effective. Surely we can all go on in the future, washing our hands as often and as thoroughly as we do now. Many have said, it often takes great tragedy and trauma to bring together a nation and its people. So let us all hope that we've all learnt crucial lessons from what we're going through, and that, when we emerge from the other side, as we will, our world will be more thoughtful, non-aggressive, compassionate, and caring.
Hear, hear to that, Angie.